Over 50 shot during weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 24, 2022. Over 50 people were shot, 11 of them fatally, during the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's, D., Chicago. Breitbart News reported at least 24 people were shot Friday into Saturday night alone in Lightfoot's Chicago, and one of those shooting victims, a 16-year-old boy, succumbed to their wounds. ABC 7, Chicago Sun-Times noted the total number of weekend shooting victims was at 52 by Monday morning and the total number of weekend shooting fatalities was at 11. Two 20-year-olds were killed in high-profile incidents Sunday morning around 4 a.m., when a caravan took over the Archer and Kedzie intersection and drivers were drifting in the street. At some point someone started shooting and five people were shot. Two of the shooting victims, both 20 years old, died from their gunshot wounds. CNN observed a 15-year-old was also fatally wounded when shots rang out at the intersection the caravan had commandeered. CNN also noted that the three deceased individuals all had a gang affiliation. Police do not know the source of the gunshots nor do they know why the shots were fired. 36 people were shot in Chicago during the weekend of October 14 to 16, 2022, and at least five of the shooting victims died. The Sun-Times indicated that 564 people were killed in Chicago January 1, 2022, through October 23, 2022. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.